Welcome to St. Matthew's Church this afternoon. It's good to be able to share this service with you, not only in person in church, but also through our live stream and indeed through Zoom. So we are able to welcome as many people as possible to share in this service together. We gather this afternoon to think and pray as we reflect upon the years which we have shared with those whom we love and who have now died. We have already commended them to God, but this afternoon we show our continued love as we remember with gratitude the gift to us of their lives. As we do that, we pray for ourselves and those close to us, that we may share love and support among us and experience the truth of God's promise to be with us always. This year, of all years, the weight of grief and pain is heavy upon many, and we are encouraged to lay our burden down at the feet of Jesus, who promises us comfort and peace. As you may know, it is not permitted to have singing in church currently. And the latest missive from the diocese was even as stern as to say that you weren't allowed to hum behind your mask. But nevertheless, it's appropriate that we should share in a hymn that many people associate with funerals and perhaps with their grief. So can I invite you to stand and share in the words and listen to the hymn, Abide With Me. Please do sit down. I'm going to invite Susan Kang, who is a worker here in St. Matthew's, who has a ministry particularly amongst those who are bereaved, and she is going to bring us our Bible reading.
The reading is taken from John, chapter 11, verses 28 to 35. After Martha had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We come now to the point of our service, which is particularly poignant for many people, when we read out the names of either those who have died in the previous year and for whom we've taken funerals, or those who are being mourned at this service. In other times, we would invite you to come up and to read, light a candle yourself as I read the names. In the present climate, that is not possible, but what will happen is I will read the names and a candle will be lit for the particular person. I'll be reading them by alphabetical order by Christian name, so you know, largely, so you know when names will be read. So we remember with love and gratitude Anne Lowes, Audrey Leithard, Barbara Sturgis, Bettina Dover, Betty Owen, Betty Mackey, Charles Hedges, Christine Harrington, David Nichols, Derek Todd, Dillis Budd, Douglas Harker, Elizabeth, known as Anne Evans, Ellen Bill, Emily Hills, Eric Lee, Frederick Brimacombe, Graham Tucker, Janice Hollins, Jean Ryder, Jim Riley, Jimmy Baines, John Elworthy, Johnny Steiner, Judy Grevitt, June Spratling, Kathleen Barnes, Kathleen Blackmore, Kathleen Salabank. Keith Baker, Ken Fugill, Melda Hyde, Michael Kennett. Pamela Pender. Pat Evans. Peggy Spink. Peter Beard. Peter Bell. Philip McNair. Rita Kableen. Ronald Connell. Rosemary Littleproud. Rosemary Scott. Royston Farndon. Ruth Hillier. Sean Shields. Sylvia Robertson. Tony Ridgewell. Valerie Biswell. Victor Berryman. Wendy Hunt. Ernest, better known as Joe Beckett. Grace Fuller. Dot Pete. Doreen. We sit and reflect upon a song entitled, There's a Time for Tears. Before that, we say a collect. Eternal God, you give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Let your light shine on those who mourn, that they may rejoice in your holy comfort and live in the light of the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Time to hurt.
Our service this afternoon is being run jointly by St George's of Tolworth and St Matthew's of Surbiton. So I'm delighted to invite the Reverend David Nyirongo, Vicar of St George's, to come and bring some thoughts to us this afternoon.
Thank you, David.
Good evening. It's good to have this privilege to share in this service, to remember together those who've gone before us, and to give thanks to God for the life that we shared with them, and also to think. I've got a few words to say on this. As the Reverend Helen Hancock said at the beginning, the words of remembrance, reminding us to be thankful. Today we gather to remember those we love. We remember because we are thankful to God for the life we shared with them. As we remember, we give thanks and reflect on our own lives and how we live them. There's a lot to be thankful for today. Our nation is going through a lot of hard times, and there might be someone here whose family has probably been affected by the pandemic. Maybe you have not been affected. Perhaps you know someone, a friend or a neighbor, affected by the tragic coronavirus. And today on All Saints Day, I think this it's a privilege that this service falls on the same day that we remember the saints who died for their faith while sharing with us the love of God for us. As we remember those we love, this may bring tears or sadness or loneliness. Human reactions to these events must not be strange. Today's reading shows us the real humanity of Jesus in the face of death. In verse 35, it says, Jesus wept. The story is about Jesus and his friend Lazarus. So Jesus' friend Lazarus has died. And Jesus is so filled and overcome with emotion, he can't hold what he's feeling, and he just weeps. When I was asked by Helen to speak at this event, I wondered what I was going to say to you. And a couple of weeks went on trying to, what am I going to say? And I tried to be human and to be real in these few words that I have to say. I just want to share a story with you that I remember today. When I was a curate in the Diocese of Liverpool, we have this, when you're a curate, there's these days which you have once every week where you go, all the curates meet for a training where different clergy will come and talk about ministry and what life is as a vicar or whatever it is that the diocese has arranged. And I used to share transport with this other lady called Alison. So for 3 years we traveled together, driving to from Warrington to Liverpool. She used to pick me up from Warrington because she lived further down. I think it's Wigan, somewhere there. And so we talked a lot. So when she got cancer and died, I didn't know how affected I was by this until one morning I went into town, Warrington, and I met her husband, Neil. And as I just met him, I just said sorry, and I broke down, and I wept at least for a good 5 to 6 minutes. I couldn't believe what was happening. I was out of control. Instead of me encouraging him, the husband started to comfort me, gave me a big hug. I know you, because he knew she used to pick me up. I know what it was like for you, Davy. And we stood there for quite a long time. I could not believe it. So he blessed me and he went on and I carried on with my day. We are human. And when we remember those good memories, sometimes we will weep. And that's a reminder of our thankfulness for the time spent with those we love. I don't know whether you know Russell Brand. He said this word, laughter is addictive because of the inevitability of death. Laughter gives us a temporary escape for the moment. It stops the fear of the inevitability of death. Are you afraid of death? But today in the service, from the beginning, we learned that our faith in God sustains us. And God will give us that strength. So I'm going to ask a question. What are you thankful for today? What are you remembering? Have you taken time to write down or to contemplate what you are thankful for, those that you're remembering, those treasured memories, those holy days? What is it that you miss the most? Remembrance is an act of thankfulness for the life lived and the time spent together. Let not the sadness overtake today's occasion, but in thankfulness we treasure those memories, we think of the good times we spent together with them, and we give thanks to God. In today's story, it is the same weeping Jesus who is the answer to death. Jesus tells Martha, "Don't worry, your brother will be raised up," for John's gospel claims Jesus is the resurrection and the life. "The one who believes in me will not die but will live." I believe there is surely life after death, as our Christian faith claims, and according to what the scripture says, Jesus died and is alive, and therefore the Father God has gone to prepare a place for us. In my Father's house there are many mansions. So today, as we treasure those wonderful memories, Christ calls us to rise up and become fully alive in order to give life to others, to give hope to the hopeless, hope to families, hope to friends, hope to our colleagues, and those we meet and interact with in and around the world. This resurrection in Jesus is our basis for the hope of the afterlife. As the book of Revelation says, we wait for a new heaven and a new earth where all the tears will be taken away, where there will be joy with God. All things will be new and fresh. As we live our lives, we think about what we do and how our actions affect the people we love and the rest of the world. How do we want to close our book that we're writing each day? Well, may God help us to leave a good legacy behind. May we keep treasuring those memories of our loved ones, trusting God who holds all things together. So today we remember, we give thanks, and from the passage of John 11:35, if Jesus could weep, we could also weep. Jesus wept. God bless. Thank you.
We're going to turn to prayer. And as we pray, we're going to start by thanking God for the people that we're remembering today. And as I lead us in prayer, I'm also going to leave space for your personal memories and your personal thanks. Loving God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the lives of our loved ones, for all those we especially remember today. We thank you that whilst they no longer walk beside us or hold our hand along life's journey as they once did, that nevertheless we can remember them and they live in our memories. We thank you for their life. We thank you for everything that they meant to us. We thank you for their relationships and for every memory we treasure today. And we commit each one of them once again into your hands. And now we pray for those who mourn. Loving God, the God of compassion who wept at the grave of Lazarus, thank you that you travel with us through all of life's landscapes. And so we pray today for everybody who has lost a loved one, for all who woke this morning to the loneliness of bereavement. We pray that each person here and part of this service and others will know your loving presence in the stillness of the day, through the love of friends and family, and through the warmth of memories. We pray that as each person travels through the varied landscape of grief, that they may reach out and hold your hand and feel the warmth of the one who has already passed from death to life, to welcome others into your kingdom. When the skies are dark with pain and sorrow, when the path ahead seems impossible, when people are frightened of the future, when storms of anger rage because of life's injustices, in the middle of pain and sadness, surround them with your comfort. And in the anger and bewilderment, speak words of peace. As we grieve for those we've lost, help us to know your nearness today. Comfort us in sadness, reassure us in uncertainty, and lead us into healing and hope. Amen. And then, God of all wisdom, we can't always understand what is happening around us or see you at work in difficult times, but we choose to trust you. So please grant us understanding. God of the wilderness, we're not always sure how to endure these testing times or where to find nourishment for our souls, but we choose to trust in you. Please grant us refreshment. God of all strength, we don't always have the capacity to keep going or to see a way through, but we choose to trust in you. Please grant us perseverance. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And I'm going to finish with a prayer of St. Francis, which is a prayer for all of us. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there's hatred, let us sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. Grant that we may seek not so much to be consoled as to console, not so much to be understood as to understand, not so much to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, in pardoning that we're pardoned, and in dying that we're born to eternal life. Amen. I invite you to join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
In a moment, we shall have a final prayer of blessing, and then you will be free to brave the outside. It doesn't seem very attractive from in here, does it? The noise and the wind. I don't think we have our one-way system in operation. So can I suggest that what we will do is we will go back out the entrance we came into, but in order to do it in an orderly way, someone will invite you to leave, starting from the back. If you actually just want to stay in your pew, listen to what's the music that's on, or if you want to see somebody, if maybe you've spotted Tony or William or one of us who conducted the funeral service and you'd like a chat, then please just stay in your pew and we will come and see you. But otherwise, perhaps leave when you are invited to do so, please, by the steward. Can I take this opportunity to thank those who do funerals across St George's and St Matthew's. You've been prayed with by the Reverend Carolyn Lucas, who's minister across the team, but also the Reverend William Albury, and I say by Tony Geeta, David Nironga. All of us take funerals and consider funeral ministry to be a real privilege and a really important part of the ministry that we conduct in this parish. As I say, if you have anything you'd like to discuss now or at a later time, please do get in touch with us. We are here to walk alongside with you in your journey of bereavement. Do have a look at our website if you would like to get in touch with us. And just to give a little advert, if I may, this Christmas we are hoping to put on an event which will be aimed at people who would like to celebrate Christmas but aren't necessarily in the mood for all the razzmatazz and jollifications of Christmas. We're going to put on an evening event. We haven't quite decided when, if I'm being absolutely honest. It'll be just in a few days before Christmas. It'll be an evening event. It'll just be a very quiet, low-key event, allowing people to access some of the joy and hope of Christmas and to be able to share in that together. But as I say, without some of the tinsel. Please do take a look at our website to find out when that's going to be. So as I say, we'll have a final prayer of blessing, then the music. You'll be invited to leave, but stay behind if you'd prefer for a while. God be your comfort, your strength. God be your hope and support. God be your light and your way. And the blessing of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life, remain with you and all whom you love, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. lesson. Manna rained down from heaven. This isn't second guessing. We know that we are protected. May the peace that surpasses all understanding be our message. Grace and favors in your nature, in your essence.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and their children, and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and their children, and their children.
Time when peace seems so far away, yet still God holds us on that day. There's a time to weep from the ache inside, time
time.